أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In our thought of the week for today, in which we want to reflect on a saying which has been attributed to the noble Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, we want to see how he looks at the life of this world and the world to come. Because as we know, when we look at the transient life of this world, which is very short, you know, maybe people will live to be even 80, 90, 100 years old, but still relatively compared to the age of the universe, of the world, that is a very short amount of time. And obviously as believers, as those who are following the orders and dictates of God, of Allah the Almighty, we want to ensure that the time that we spend on this earth, however much it may be or however short it may be, is in the best possible way, fulfilling our obligations to our Creator and to all of creations at the same time, and ensuring that we build the world of the world, the build the life of the world to come. And in this vein, in this way, the noble Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, is reported to have said the following statement: truly, right now you live the day of action with no accounting therein, and very soon you will live the day of accounting with no action therein. In this very short and very beautiful tradition, the noble Prophet is showing us that this life, the life of this world, this transitory, temporary life that we lead, that this is a life of where we have to perform actions. There is no accountability, so to speak. Now, obviously, we do believe that there is some level of reckoning of our actions in this world, but the ultimate accounting, the ultimate judgment of all of our actions will be in the world to come. And therefore, the Prophet tells us that today, this day of our life where we are alive, where we're breathing, where we are acting as we wish to act, in which we do what we want to do, he asks us and he tells us to realize that these are the days of our actions, and there is no accounting on these actions that we do at that ultimate supreme level of accountability. And he reminds us, however, that tomorrow, not meaning in the literal but in the figurative sense, when we leave this world, when we are in our graves, when we are raised up on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment, that will be the day of accountability, and no actions will be performed on that day. And therefore, if we are trying to save for our future, as we like to save money in this, you know, in our time that we're young, we try to save for our retirement, for our old age, and that we can hopefully benefit from that money when we retire, similarly, we should be saving our good actions for the world to come. That yes, we may receive some residual reward from our good actions in this world, but ultimately the good actions that you and I perform, the good actions that we do to other human beings, to the animal kingdom, and ultimately our responsibility to our Creator, the true accounting, the true reward will be in the world to come on the day of judgment and far beyond that. And so let us take this world, this life, this temporary fleeting life that we lead as a time of action, of positive change within ourselves, within our family, within our community, within our society. And let us then hopefully reap the rewards of all of our good actions in the world to come when we are judged by our Creator and we are given our tidings of walking into paradise with our good actions in the company of the Prophet and the noble family of the Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.